67 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Miss Joanna Allman with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning.
You join us the third Wednesday of each month to tell us what's happening at the Chamber. And have you recovered yet from the busy weekend of the Jubilee Festival?
You know, I don't really know. I thought I was recovered, and then I didn't want to wake up this morning, so maybe
still
not.
Still a little jet lagged.
Still a little jet lagged.
But y'all work for months and months and months on an event such as that, one of your largest, if not the largest, of the year.
Correct, and we are already, starting to plan for next year, so 2024. Actually, if you go to thejubileefestival.com, the new date is already up.
Wow. Wow.
So save the date for next year. It's the third weekend in October every year in Lot Park in Old Town Daphne.
Okay. And even expanding some on Main Street, you just had more than you can handle.
We did. We had a record-breaking year. We welcomed over 140 artists. We had our Jubilee Market. We extended to have a tailgater area that had football streaming, you know, samples of grilled food. It was really fun. It was amazing.
And still the classic children's area.
Of course. We had the classic free. You know, we couldn't do that kids art park without the help of our sponsors. So our overall kids art sponsor was OWA, and we get to offer all those activities for free for kids all weekend long. So we have to give a shout out to all our sponsors. So that was just a fantastic weekend. The kids had fun. They took away fish prints, jewelry. They made bracelets. They made little ornaments. We changed up one of the crafts this year to a little wooden ornament that they got to make because Christmas is just around the corner now.
Right. And you were blessed with beautiful weather, if not just a tad warm, but
it
still
was gorgeous.
It was nice.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes, it was.
So what do we have to look forward to now?
Okay. So now we are gearing up for our Baldwin County Career and Job Fair. So, you know, lots of people are hiring. So we have a career fair. It's going to be Tuesday, November 7th at the Daphne Civic Center. We changed up the times a little bit this year. It's now running from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. just to give that extra, you know, 2 hours at the end of the day after three for people to come and enjoy and see everyone who's hiring in our area. So today is the actual deadline for businesses to register your booth. So if you are hiring, you need to get in a career fair. Today's the last day to register for that. And, of course, it's free for the general public to attend.
To attend. Okay.
Yes.
And once again, November 7th. Mark your calendar. Daphne Civic Center, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Yes. It's going to be a great day. So, you know, we have different career paths for everyone there. Lots of different industries being represented at this career fair. And it's always a fantastic day. And then, I mean, we have a ton of other things coming up, too. One of your favorites, our business after hours, is going to be Thursday, November 2nd at the Original Oyster House on the Causeway.
I've missed the past few.
You need to come to this one. Yes. They are planning on giveaways, and they're going to do a whole spread, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
These are mingling and networking events.
Yes.
You put on a name tag and, hi, I'm Lori, and you just have to step out of your shell.
Exactly. And there's food and drink at all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always a great time. You know, it's 5 to 7, but you can come when you want,
yeah,
and you can leave
in,
when
yeah.
you want. Make sure to be there at 6, though, because that's when we do the prizes.
Yeah, y'all do door prizes.
You drop your
business card in the bowl. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Correct. You have to be present to win. So they're always a great time, always a great way to meet new people. You will leave every one of our networking events having met somebody new.
Right, and it's usually the first Thursday of
yes,
each month, right?
It okay. is the first Thursday of each month. So this one, again, is going to be Thursday, November 2nd from 5 to 7 at the Oyster House on the Causeway.
Very good. You also have quite a few ribbon cuttings.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is a great way to spotlight a local business when they joined the chamber. Just like you did our friends at Bank Plus.
Yes.
I guess that was last Thursday.
Yeah, and so we have a lot of new ribbon cuttings coming up. You know, we have the Quirky Mac, October 20th, Anya's House. Power Real Estate, Connexus Clinic, and Anchor QEA. These are all coming up, and you can find all these and more details like times and locations on our website. It's eschamber.com under our chamber events. These are great ways to come and help promote, you know, local businesses and see what's new in the area. And you don't always have to be new to have a ribbon cutting. Some of these are, they've moved offices, they've expanded, they've opened a second location, anything like that. We're just celebrating that business and that member.
And I see you've got a ladies' night coming up in November.
Yes, so this one's going to be at Love Jude Clothing and Accessories in Magnolia Springs. It's Tuesday, November 7th from 5 to 7 p.m., and the theme is denim and Bridgerton. So if you've ever watched the show Bridgerton, you kind of know what to expect, but it's a casual dress. They're going to offer 10% off your purchase that night. They're going to have a local artisan in there with custom pieces, hors d'oeuvres, cocktails. It's going to be a really fun ladies' night. And this one's free to register. So you definitely want to register. You can go to our website. It's eschamber.com under our chamber events, and you'll see this ladies' night. But it's going to be a really good time. And if anything, every time I hang out with those ladies that own that store, they put on a spread. It is amazing. So, and their clothes are so adorable.
Okay, and that's in Magnolia Springs, and you do need to sign up because space is limited, I'm guessing.
Well, actually, we are not limiting the space, but we do need to sign up to help our hosts know how much cocktails and hors d'oeuvres to get.
All right.
So that helps them out a lot when y'all register. Bring a friend. These are so much fun. You know, you can come by yourself, but bring your girlfriends. And really, they wanted to host this one in November to kick off the holiday season. So.
And it's another great networking event.
Correct.
Like you said, even if you go by yourself, you're going to leave with friends.
Exactly.
You know,
you will
people.
Leave having met somebody new. So it's just a fantastic time. And Love Jude Clothing and Accessories is an adorable shop. So they also have a fashion truck that they can do events for. So you can check that out, too, while you're there.
Fun. Tell us about membership and joining the chamber.
Yes, so membership is easy. You can join online, eschamber.com. There's a big blue button. It says join now on our homepage. Or you can always call the office and speak to Cam Jackson. He's our membership director. He can kind of tell you the benefits your business could get from joining the chamber. And as always, we host multiple networking events, great opportunities, career fairs, ribbon cuttings. There's so much to that we offer at the chamber for your business and your employees there. I did forget to mention this Friday, and it's because we are almost booked. This Friday, we're having a Smart Business Academy with Toastmasters on public speaking.
That would be really good.
It is fantastic. And I believe there's only like 5 or 6 more spots. But it's from 8:30 to 10:30 this Friday, October 27th, at Bryant Bank in their community room in Daphne. Toastmasters is such a fun group. They offer a great presentation. And if you don't like public speaking or just want to, you know, brush up on some of those skills, this one's a great one to register for. This one does cost us, but it's only $10 for chamber members and $15 for non-members.
That's nice.
Yes, it is. So it's a great day. Great morning.
And that's this Friday.
This Friday.
The 27th. Okay.
Yes. And if you are going to register, register now because we're about to close registration for that one because we are almost booked up for it.
And that's eschamber.com.
Correct.
Everything you want to know.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Joanna.
Well, thank you for having me.
Appreciate you being with us. Third Wednesday of each month, and it looks like it's going to be a chamber day today.
I think so. Every day has been a chamber day.
There you go. Weather-wise, it's funny. The chamber day means it's perfect.
It's perfect outside.
Joanna Allman with the Eastern Shore Chamber. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
If you'd like to tell a friend about this interview or you missed part of it, you'll listen to it later. It will be posted at WABF1480.com.